Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lady Flavor, and I want to welcome you to Flavor's Groove on Flavor's Lounge Radio. You're going to hear a variety of independent music from across the United States and even around the globe. So sit back and relax and enjoy the flavor from amazing, amazing talents.
Got hip hop messed up, man. They be forgetting that sometimes hip hop needs to speak to the people, for the people, and like the people. You know? They try to tell me my people are too violent, but I saw dozens of white boys tipping over cop cars and riots, breaking glass, igniting fire bombs and thrown in stores. They never patron the neighborhood. They don't stroll when it's all good and we at peace. Get to speak in fear of getting they head creased. Overcharged for grams of some of the best weed. And they sisters come alone and get they back skeeted. But let me leave and get back to the saga of being black and fed up. The day Derek Chauvin bitch ass kneeled against us. The day we got tired and vowed to get up. The rage of George Floyd made us all want to tear shit up. Cause on my mama it's too much. Fuck these buildings in that flag, they never loved us. See Kaepernick had us calm and you done fucked up. Cause now it's time for us to unite and do our stuff. That's worth the nip for your bruh. Any beef we have prior to, I'm off it. And anything that went in that deep, now I'm squashing. Wanna make black unity something they see often. Cause they way too comfortable seeing us and coughing. Gasping for air and coughing. Hands up and assaulting. Running, ducking and cuff while they getting their weakness off us.
Nah, bruh. Fuck that shit. For real.
Tired of the death and genocide.
It's time to unify.
A race war we won't provide.
It's time to unify.
No division, it's time to rise.
It's time to unify.
You can see it all in our eyes.
It's time to unify.
First things first, y'all need to cut it. That's my OT thoughts. No one of you soft niggas gon' say I'm on that OC sauce. But I'm OG boss, and this some OG talk. Now watch how this OG move when this OG walk. True indeed, I wanna hit the shoe strap with the banger. Instead, I'm spreading information, keeping my people safer. Prepare yourself to defend, make yourself the danger. Keep your eyes peeled for agitators out here sparking danger. If you strap for testing, keep your mind calm, curb your anger. All that looting was trash, come on, destroy your anger. You can get these hands quick, come try your luck, strangers. Divide and conquer the war tactic, goofy, y'all got us looking lame. Black men and women, I need all y'all to listen up. Grudges weak hearted as hell, my G, so get that up. We need to smarten up, game one knowledge and load it up. Unity, new moves, tell these suckers their time's up. Get your jaw worth, trying to run up with some flipping handcuffs. Cloak people ready to clap it out, you get your hands up. Look at that, now we want mercy, is that what you gave us? I never seen it, y'all wanted us dead or the hummus. Now we you judge, let the flames flow from the harness. Let me chill, cause y'all went to go and looking harmless. To my brown folks, y'all made the right choice, the system's garbage. Took the ones who came before and stood honest. Let's pay homage. Done.
Tired of the death and genocide. It's time to unify. A race war we won't provide. It's time to unify. No division, it's time to rise. It's time to unify. You can see it all in our eyes.
Saying, man, we tried to be out a large picture. Y'all ain't no gangsters. Y'all just some lost niggas.
This is what it feels like when you're next to me. I can't hear my thoughts over my heartbeat. Touch me, I'll go crazy.
With poetic finesse, Chuck's blessing the ground like you could talk to the earth. Flowers blossoming in your shadow, so I knew you were worth every second I took to see you. My heart, it wanted to keep you. My body told me, beseech you to let me blossom beneath you. Stand on my pedestal, reach every fruit in this tree. Garden of Eden, Acts 1, Adam and Eve. When I'm in your presence, I don't wear a disguise. Open to the universe, what a pleasant surprise. I'm present, not checking my phone every second. Conversation's incredible, mind sex delectable. Smile on my face, your comedic time is impeccable. And I love that we're honest with one another, no bullshit is detectable. And I know that you're feeling the way I'm feeling. We talk about it relentlessly, but I know that you're healing. And you know that I'm still dealing with all of my broken past. Past the point of no return. Open up my heart, and if you hurt me, I'ma let it burn. Grateful that you let me in. Happy that we share this connection, and I can call you friend. And I hope you don't take offense. I'm loving this feeling, and I hope that it never ends.
Slow, slow, don't then just learn how to pivot. Slow, slow. It's hard to lose fuckery if you don't give it. Slow, slow.
Hidden behind and I'd rather fight than switch.
You really something, child.
Like a rabbit, just whine. You're truly one of a kind. Ooh, and the cat's meow. There's a whole lot of you in me. When I look in the mirror, you're the one I see.
I didn't wake you.
No. What is on your mind, Queen?
You know, sometimes I feel like nothing in this life makes sense. That God has given me so many talents, yet in my mind, I will never be good enough. If I had a dollar for every restless night I've spent serenading the heavens with rhythmic moans, bellied in the recesses of my pain, each time I try to extend a hand to touch that glorious, enchanting light, glowing ever so brightly in my dreams, I'm yanked back by the shackles of my reality.
It is pretty frustrating when things get in the way of you achieving your dreams.
No, you don't understand.
I mean, when you can't stand the sensation of being in your own skin. Can you imagine how that feels? I'm just here, waiting, needing, dying. Each day my spiritual purpose becomes more and more jaded, shaded by life's sultry tears, throwing tantrums in my head and in my heart, like trying to see the sun on a stormy day. Lord, help me. I can't see me. God, I'm so messed up. I'm so messed up.
Lyric, Queen. I truly wish I could remove this feeling, these feelings, so they no longer hold that place within your spirit. But I know my limitations. I can, however, let you know that alone you are not. I have the recollection of childhood origins, the statements of, "Why me, Lord?" coming from those that were supposed to love me without conditions. Daily was the projection of burden and regret placed on me by he, by she, and they were as one in their angst. Thus the beginning of me wondering why I even breathe. What is the point of me being? I remember you spoke of not being able to stand the sensation of occupying your skin. I used to wish I could dig the nubs I had for fingernails into my skin and rip it away so I could be free. So you see, when I tell you, after hearing you break down your internal war to me, I feel you. I truly do, precious one. I encourage you to edify from within. There is no fault in the encouragement of self. Every ounce of esteem and worth has been given to you by the Father. Queen, I have a question for you. Check that. Several questions. Do you remember the last time you sang from your spirit's origin and it moved every being under the sound of your voice? And after the moment was gone, they were still moved. Do you recall the time I told you the melody of your words killed the rage in my heart at that moment? Do you remember that person, damaged in spirit, and how they said, "Lyric, I thank you so much for your words. I now have hope renewed." I see the clarity in a portion of your purpose. I believe the rest will be revealed at the appointed time. Please hear me when I say to you, don't try to write anymore. Don't try to sing anymore. Just let go and allow the spirit God has given you to flow out. Your words will write themselves. Your songs will ease a troubled mind.
I've traveled so long, but now
thanks, Storm. tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow that Jesus is Lord. In the last chapter, living in a world where girls wanna be boys and boys wanna be girls, choosing the pleasure of the flesh rather than choosing the word of God. A world where doing the right thing is so strange and so hard. Feeling yourself, heart and head filled with pride, with nothing of God inside. Mother against daughter, father against son, taking drugs, killing your body, playing with death and thinking it's fun. Life where money overtakes morality, and having the love of God is a forbidden penalty. This is the last chapter. After this, it's the hereafter. Shall be done. For we shall all fall to our knees and give glory.
These days will come. Don't let it be said too late.
To shine again, there is a God above. He'll
I want to thank you for tuning in to Flavor's Groove on Flavor's Lounge Radio, where I played a variety of independent music for you this evening. I hope you enjoyed the flavors that you experienced. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care, God bless, and see you next time.